Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 9 of Joshua, living the victorious life. Today's title is Focus on the God Who Saves and Your Faith. When you throw mud at someone, you're the one who is losing ground. Our text today is Joshua 2:2-7. And it was told to the king of Jericho, "Behold, men of Israel have come here tonight to search out the land." Then the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, "Bring out the men who have come to you, who entered your house, for they have come to search out all the land." But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them, and she said, "True, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from." And when the gate was about to be closed at dark, the men went out. "I do not know where the men went. Pursue them quickly, for you will overtake them." But she had brought them up on the roof and hid them with the stalks of flax that she had laid in order on the roof. So the men pursued after them on the way to the Jordan as far as the fords, and the gate was shut as soon as the pursuers had gone out. Critics can ask negative questions and give dangerous advice. One misguided question that has been asked about Joshua 2 is, did Joshua lack faith by sending spies into the Promised Land? We might ask, if Joshua had already seen the Promised Land some 40 years earlier, why would he need to scout it out again? If he had complete faith in God, why not just cross over and take the land? The Holman Old Testament commentary gives a great response to these questions. The use of the spies was not a lack of faith, but rather a demonstration that true faith is active faith. Like Joshua, we must use common sense and caution as we march through our Christian lives. Another question people have about this passage revolves around Rahab's lie. Some misdirected students of God's Word try to excavate from these verses a justification to lie when necessary. The Bible clearly calls lying a sin. Leviticus 19:11 reads, "You shall not steal, you shall not deal falsely, you shall not lie to one another." When we focus on Rahab's lie, we miss the facts about her faith. Commentator Dale Ralph Davis offers great counsel here. It is tragic when people snag their pants on the nail of Rahab's lie, quibble endlessly about the matter, and never get around to hearing Rahab's truth. Our focus in this scripture should be on Rahab's faith and God's salvation. Scholars of God's Word can get our focus back on track. Clearly, Rahab, not the spies, is the star here, and the only fully human character, too. Aside from Joshua, she is the only one known by name. This chapter centers not on the spies or Joshua himself, but on Rahab the prostitute. She demonstrates for us the wisdom and value of choosing faith and acting upon that choice. Her reward was enormous. Present behind the scenes, Yahweh's providential work through Rahab proves him to be a gracious and hands-on divine warrior. We must be careful in our study of Scripture not to overemphasize the faults of others and overlook the applications for the goodness of God. If we are not careful, we will miss God's best by rationalizing our sins and questioning what God has already clearly answered in His Word. Rather than seek to justify what we know the Bible clearly defines as sin, let's focus on the God who saves us and our daily spiritual growth. Let's shut the gate to negativity and focus on living in God's perfect will. May we close the door on a critical spirit and open the door to all that God has for us in the future. Questions. In what ways do we tend to focus on the sins and shortcomings of those whom God has saved? What needs to change in your life so that you can focus more on the goodness of God's salvation and the truth of His Word? Rahab went to extreme measures, even risking her life to hide the two spies. By doing so, she found salvation for herself and her family. What are you risking for Jesus? In what ways does your faith need to grow to extreme measures? Pray with me. Lord, direct our sight such that we can see our own sin and not be focused on the sins of others, but also show us your goodness, always present in our midst, and give us the faith to take big risks for you. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.